Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about diversity.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
In startups.
In startups, yeah, of course. In startups, in business. I think in life, we're going to leave that one alone.
Yeah.
Well, we can. So, Steli, I know this is a topic we've had for a few weeks. You mentioned it for a couple weeks now, and we haven't just got to it. Now we've got to it. Diversity is pretty loaded, especially in tech startups, with a lot of the controversies going on, whether it's currently at least, and these are continuous across all of time. This just happens to be the companies that are sort of caught up in it today. Happen to be like Uber and Tesla, and a number of other companies are dealing with certain types of diversity issues. In Uber's case, it's a compounding. They have gender diversity. They have things around ethnicity and color, race diversity issues. And so, yeah, where do you want to go? I know those are the issues, and I'm sure we should talk about the positives, which are like, why do you want diversity and things like that?
Yeah.
But I just had to start there because this is a topic on a lot of people's minds, I'm sure. Or something they keep reading about. So this is mostly our take on it, not to judge or rag on any of those companies or any of that. This is more about like, why do you want it? Why do you need it? You know, what is it? What does it do for you?
Yeah, I do think that this is a large topic, and we're not going to be able to cover all of it. So we might do more episodes over time on the podcast about this. But I think we're not going to focus so much on like the bad stuff that's happening out there. But we're going to focus on why diversity is important and how it is useful and powerful, and talk a little bit about how you can encourage that. You know, one of the reasons, and I don't even know, we're not coming into this conversation with like an agenda of like, here's our five talking points that we need to get off our chest. But I know that we both have a lot of diversity in our life, and we seek diversity in people in our environment. And I don't know why, but I do know why. We recently had a company retreat, and this company, like our current team at Close.io, we're 25 people, and we all flew all in one place. And this is definitely the most diverse team I've ever worked in. And I mean, we're talking from age group to hobbies and personal preferences, colors. We have all the colors represented. We have a person now for the first time. I'm working very closely with somebody that has a disability, somebody that cannot walk, that is part of the team. Just like from the hipster workout bro over to the, 55 geeky, nice uncle to anything in between, just a very diverse group of people. And one of my favorite thing about this past retreat was that almost anywhere we walked in, didn't matter if it was a restaurant or a bar, you could read on people's faces and reactions that they could not figure out why the hell we are together. Like, what is this group of people doing together? Like, you could literally tell that people would look at us and try to figure it out, and they just couldn't. They just like,
That's great.
Like, they were literally like shaking their heads at us going, what are these people? Because just visually, we are a funky group of humans. Like, it's just, it does not fit. Nothing fits, right? It's not a very cohesive group of humanity. And to me, that was my favorite thing. Like, everyone walked in, we confused the fuck out of people, right? And people, and I myself were looking at times at us, would be like, how is this group of people getting along so well, right? And I was enjoying it, and I take some pride in it. But that was kind of a big thing that brought the diversity topic back at the top of our list of things to talk about, because it was just something I experienced a lot just a few weeks ago. And I do believe in the power of diversity. So maybe let's talk about first, why is diversity in a team important? Why is that something that I think we both value? And then how to create a diverse team, as far as we know, as far as we've experienced, and we'll keep it positive and practical.
Love it. Yeah. I mean, I think I'll start in terms of diversity. And to me, it has everything to do with sort of like in a company, if you usually have customers and you have a diverse set of customers, and if your team doesn't have that sort of diversity, whatever that means, whether it's gender, race, or even like just opinions, hobbies, like you were saying, as simple as that, I think it can be harder to have that empathy for your customer, your constituency, if you want to call it that, or whatever, the people you, and it's not just customers, it's like people that read your blog, or people that are fans of the company, right? But they might not be customers or users. I feel like it just creates more empathy, and it creates an environment where you have more, not just diversity in the people and the humans and the hobbies and things like that, but you actually have diversity in the ideas.
Mm.
And that leads to a healthier company. That leads to more empathy for the customer. That leads to better results, basically. And the reason is, like, we're also doing business globally in most of our companies. I mean, it's just so easy to put up a website and get somebody from, I don't know, Sweden to sign up for it, even if you're in the US or vice versa. So to me, that's really the crux of, like, why I get excited about this topic. And you know, there's other things, right? Like that are related to this. Like, as a company gets really large, and I'm going to call out Google for this, they actually get really stringent about diversity. And stringent because they're trying to be like the most diverse company, or they're trying to do all that. I'm not talking about that. Mm. It makes me like sad in a way that a company has to count.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But what if culturally you're just diverse and you set up a system without having to be so like have a rubric around it, right? Obviously, I don't understand the full problems and context of a really large company like that and why they would do that. But what I've heard about them is like it's very like rules based, and it's very like calculated, and certain types of people they won't even bring on anymore or consider, or they get less points in the interview process just because of their race, ethnicity, and stuff like that. And maybe I'm calling them out. Maybe they don't do this, but this is what I've heard, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't mean that like, oh, we need to be diverse. Let's go get more females. Like, that also is another thing that makes me cringe a lot, because most people are just doing it to fill a quota instead of thinking of it as a benefit to their team beyond the quota.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you on that. So to me, honestly, like, to me, I'm taking learnings here from nature. Like, diversity is how everything good happens. Like, the most sameness, the most sickness, you know, it's just not healthy in nature, as in everything else in life, when you have too many similar things, you know, penetrating each other, you know, and being too closely around each other. It kind of incest-like environment for ideas, work, patterns of thought. And so it gets, to me, it gets sicker and sicker and poorer and poorer. And the way towards abundance and richness and creativity and beauty is to bring very different types of people together and let new things happen that way. So to me, that diversity is just like a practical framework to create wealth. And wealth is not just financial. It's just wealth in ideas, wealth in experiences, wealth in worldviews, wealth in perspectives, wealth in knowledge, wealth in, you know, solutions. So to me, any team and any group of humans I'm around, I'm always looking for diversity. And I'm not looking, as you said, as in like counting. Hey, we need this type of a person to be in the team. It just happened very organically, but it happens organically because I'm attracted to people that are different from me, but that are still aligned with me in their work ethic, in their honesty. The alignment I'm seeking in my life is much more fundamental and not as superficial as I used to when, you know, I was younger. And, you know, when I was trying to find my tribe, it was much more superficial. Like, it needed to be, you know, another immigrant kid that was a white boy from this. Like, I was just looking much more superficially at finding your tribe. And today, the people I'm attracted to are people that are different from me, but aligned in their, you know, in their core philosophies in some way. So we have never talked about diversity in hiring. We've never had a single conversation on, we need to hire more women, or we need to hire somebody that has a disability, or we need to hire people of color, or we need to hire... We never talked about it that way. But we always laughed and joked that we are an eclectic collection of humanity, and that we, you know, even with the founders, like my two co-founders and I are very different people, just very different upbringing, very different types of personalities. And we're just attracted to that. So it just organically happens. And we have benefited greatly from it because we are, I think, a more creative team. I think we have less blind spots that are created because there's always somebody on the team that will look at things differently from the rest of the team and have a different perspective, a fresh perspective. We'll see how this will be not as good for certain people, or how to communicate this more effectively for that target market. It just makes life more interesting, just even selfishly. Even if it made zero difference to my business, I would still want a really diverse team because it just makes my personal life more interesting. I'm surrounded by interesting people that have experiences that I didn't have and that can tell me about things that I don't know about. And I'm just like selfishly curious and want to have to be surrounded by people that I can learn from and that are different in interesting and insightful ways. So I do think there's a ton of benefits towards it. Now, let's talk about how do you build diverse teams. And we know, and you brought this up already, I agree with you. I don't think it's a good idea to be like, we're going to be diverse. Let's hire, you know, 3 people of color, 2 women. That sounds like a terrible idea, right? You can't do it that way. But how do you do it if you don't do it that way? Like what I just described in terms of how we got there doesn't seem that practical, or does it?
I mean, it has a lot to do with what you believe. Do you believe that diversity creates a better business? I mean, if you do, then like you'll just look at the people that are applying with a different lens. And I'm not saying that you're trying to fit. It's not about filling a quota, but it's about looking at those people. And when you evaluate them, you can basically even evaluate them in a very simple way and say, when they come on the team, are they going to challenge us in ways that we like or ways that we want? And that really, I think, is the kind of questions and that type of line of thinking that I would go after if you think that, you know, you need more diversity. I mean, there's so many teams that I walk into that are really small, let's say like under 20 people or around 10 to 20 people, and it's just not that diverse. And like, I can challenge them easily on their thinking and say, hey, like, have you thought about the opposite of that? Or have you thought about not doing that? Or have you thought about it this way? And they're like, oh, we never thought about it this way. And so there's a bunch of signs like that where it's like you can look at your own team and say, do we have enough diversity of thinking? Do we have enough diversity of experience? Or, you know, like, are we okay with the way things are? Like, is our business going to be fine if we stay the way we are? So I would look at it more like, are you solving a problem for yourself in your business that you recognize? And so I think it goes back to culture and attitude and how you think about this stuff, and less to do with diversity for diversity's sake, or like all of a sudden waking up and saying we need to be more diverse. I think it's more about imagining and thinking through what would that do for your business, and is this something you want? And it has everything to do with the thinking in the business and what someone new coming in that's more diverse or different. That's different is a different, you know, is an interesting word too. That's different, has different experience. That's maybe more, you know, the common one is more mature, right? More older. Mm-hmm. Maturity and age don't go together, but I just want to say that like a lot of times it does, right? Just like you said, you have a 55-year-old person, correct?
Correct. I don't know how old, but
in the company?
Probably.
Yeah. The person is older than you by a decade at least.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that's a fact. I'm not judging that. Like some of the people I love the most in business are a lot older than me. And they are great. And they add such a different perspective to the business a lot of times. They remind me of things that I barely remember. I'm like, oh yeah, we're doing it just like Lotus 1-2-3 back in the day, which I barely remember. Thanks. Right? Like things like that. And it's like really cool. And I want that. That's why I seek it. And I think that's the simple way to think about it is, do you want that? Do you know what it's going to do for you? Then go get it. Like go get that diversity if you know what it's going to do for you and how it's going to impact your business.
I love it. I think my tip, I'll take this as your tip for the end of the episode. My tip is that what I've noticed is that when you try to get to know somebody that is very different from you in that kind of background, that cultural background or whatever it is, it takes more energy to actually get to know them to a certain degree where you start really liking them. People that are very similar to you, because of the amount of similarity, you might meet somebody and within 3 minutes you go, I love this person and we're having such a good time and we're laughing. We feel instantly comfortable with each other. People that are different from you, you're not going to be feeling instantly comfortable with them. You're not going to instantly be like cracking jokes that they totally get and they're cracking jokes you totally get. Maybe, sometimes, but not always. I have found that if I only seek social comfort, then I will never have a diverse group of people in my life. But when I go over that initial internal hurdle and over, you know, or penetrate my internal like pattern recognition of going, oh, this person is this and this way and I don't understand that or I don't like that as much. If I just push a little further to really genuinely try to get to know them and try to appreciate them and am just open-minded and curious, it takes a bit longer. But once I get that person, it's a much more fulfilling and stimulating relationship than people that I feel comfortable with. So it's another way of thinking about it is, am I, when I'm thinking about the people I want to have in my network and in my life, do I seek comfort when I meet new people, or do I seek stimulation, growth, diversity? I don't want to say that, but do I seek to meet people that can help me become more and be more and think differently? Or do I just seek people that understand me and I understand them so quickly that we're instantly comfortable with each other? And not to say that comfort is a bad thing, but if you don't get turned off by the effort it takes, you need to put a little bit more effort and be ready to invest a bit more effort in making diverse relationships work. And that's kind of my, I think, more than a tip, this is more of a, like, you need to be willing to make that investment to have a richer life and a richer network of humans in your life and in your team at the end of the day.
Couldn't agree more. Be open.
All right, that's it from us.